Thank you for joining us and being willing to donate some of your valuable time to the work of the International Center for Law and Religion Studies. My name is Bob Smith. I'm the Managing Director of the Center, and it is a thrill to be involved with this important work. In the United States, there's been a growing awareness of the threat to the church by the diminishing influence of religious freedom. In a recent address by Elder Lance B. Wickman on February 11, 2010, he stated, "The greatest threat faced by the church is the challenge to religious liberty that is growing worldwide." In that address, he also noted some important remarks by Elder Oaks, where he said, "There is a growing anti-religious bigotry in the United States. For three decades, people of faith have watched a systematic and very effective effort waged in the courts and the media to drive them from the public square and to delegitimize their participation in politics as somehow threatening." This wave of anti-religious feeling is what the center is all about, to try and promote religious liberty as an important value and one that should continue to be protected. To understand this, it's important to recognize that under the First Amendment to the Constitution, the Free Exercise Clause guarantees individuals and religious institutions the right to practice their beliefs, even when secular laws may limit or hinder, burden the efforts of that individual or the religion to practice those beliefs. Unless the value of religious freedom is considered strong and vibrant, that there will be increasing pressure to not allow exceptions to the general secular laws. Two examples are warranted. One is the area of employment. As you know, there are anti-discrimination laws which are of great value to our society, but churches have long been allowed an exception to those rules to be able to hire persons of their faith in good standing for religious positions and other church employment. Unless religious freedom is considered an important value, there'll be growing pressure to not allow exceptions to those kinds of rules for churches. Another example involves the cultural wars. There are many who advocate increasing rights for homosexuals as well as same-sex marriage, and unless the religious freedom rights are protected, these efforts will put serious pressure on the ability of churches to practice their beliefs. For example, at the Brigham Young University Law School, there was an important exception made to the accreditation requirements. It is the so-called BYU exception, and it states that a law school may refuse to admit students who do not practice the moral code of the sponsoring institution, so long as they don't make a distinction between homo and heterosexual relations. This exception works at BYU because the church precludes admittance to anyone not willing to live the law of chastity, and which means moral chastity before and during marriage. However, with the advent of same-sex marriage, this rule may be under challenge and will be a source of pressure unless religious liberty values are protected. So we need your help in a number of ways to promote religious freedom in the United States. These include research that we are conducting and writing books, articles, and articles and other things on websites. We have an important treatise that is updated annually on the treatment of religious organizations in the United States, as well as some book projects underway and an important website project that needs additional information. There are many other ways in which it's important for the efforts of many people, and we hope that together we will be able to strengthen religious freedom and turn the tide, so to speak, of those who would limit religious freedom in this country. Thank you very much.
Okay, so I end it.